Jehovah. Trust in Jehovah is my shepherd. I shall lack nothing. In grassy pastures he makes me lie down. By well-watered resting places he conducts me. My soul he refreshes. He leads me in the tracks of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the valley of deep shadow, I fear nothing bad, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff are the things that comfort me. You arrange before me a table in front of those showing hostility to me. With oil you have greased my head. My cup is well filled. Surely goodness and loving kindness themselves will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Jehovah to the length of days. Taste and see that Jehovah is good, O you people. Happy is the able-bodied man that takes refuge in him. Also take exquisite delight in Jehovah, and he will give you the requests of your heart. Roll upon Jehovah your way, and rely upon him, and he himself will act. A young man I used to be, I have also grown old, and yet I have not seen anyone righteous left entirely, nor his offspring looking for bread. Throw your burden upon Jehovah himself, and he himself will sustain you. Never will he allow the righteous one to totter. Blessed be Jehovah, who daily carries the load for us. Teach me goodness, sensibleness, and knowledge themselves, for in your commandments I have exercised faith. Trust in Jehovah with all your heart, and do not lean upon your own understanding. In all your ways take notice of him, and he himself will make your paths straight.
I well know, O Jehovah, that to earthling man his way does not belong. It does not belong to man who is walking, even to direct his step. Although the fig tree itself may not blossom, and there may be no yield on the vines, the work of the olive tree may actually turn out a failure, and the terraces themselves may actually produce no food, the flock may actually be severed from the pen, and there may be no herd in the enclosures. Yet as for me, I will exult in Jehovah himself. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation. Bring all the tenth parts into the storehouse, that there may come to be food in my house. And test me out, please, in this respect, Jehovah of armies has said, whether I shall not open to you people the floodgates of the heavens, and actually empty out upon you a blessing until there is no more want.
But my righteous one will live by reason of faith. And, if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Now we are not the sort that shrink back to destruction, but the sort that have faith to the preserving alive of the soul. Moreover, Without faith, it is impossible to please him well. For he that approaches God must believe that he is, and that he becomes the rewarder of those earnestly seeking him.